Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Little Dudes Insect Academy podcast. I'm super stoked to be here in Washington, D.C. At the ESA conference this year. But I'm with my friend Sarah across the table, and I'm super stoked to be here and talk all about bugs and what she's been working on. So welcome to the show, Sarah. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the guests.
All right. Hello. It's an honor to be on the show. My name is Sarah Akulin. I am an undergraduate alumni from Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. I have a major in biology and a minor in environmental health.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah,
so let's talk a little bit more about your school. Where did you, where have you gone for that so far? And what are you working towards right now for that?
Okay, so I guess for as far as school goes, I live locally to Old Dominion University. I live in Chesapeake, Virginia, which is, you know, like a 20-minute drive away.
Nice.
And originally, I've always been very interested in insects and arthropods in general.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought of it as like a career choice, but I always knew I wanted to work in biology,
right,
whether it be research or something like more applied. So I ended up pursuing a university that was close to where I lived so that I could commute to cut on costs.
Nice.
And I ended up finding an entomologist that actually works at the university.
That's great.
And teaches like a lot of general and elective courses, and ended up linking up with her. But a lot of my education is focused mainly on just general biology, but also I've done undergraduate research this past year, focused on like a repellency of essential oils on a different species of ants we have locally, like in a field setting.
Nice.
I have experience with my current working position. What I do now is I am a mosquito control technician for a local government nearby in the city of Portsmouth, which primarily focuses on like surveillance and treatment of mosquitoes for the city.
Very good.
And and I also did that last year for an internship.
Nice.
Learning how to do surveillance techniques and really getting out in the field and being around like those potential like sources of like vector problems.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I've been as far as like career wise with insects, but in the future I'm still kind of undecided.
Mm-hmm.
Still not sure if I want to stay in a IPM setting as mm-hmm. I work with entomology, because I think insects are neat in general, and if I could do something that focuses on taxonomy or ecology or even like, you know, social behavior in arthropods, I feel like that would also be very fulfilling and satisfying to do more like research. But for now, I'm just like getting like practical real world experience, getting experience with like IPM sort of hands on
mm-hmm.
while I decide what I really want to do.
Yeah. So what are you working towards now? Are you working towards a graduate degree? Like what's in the future for you, or do you know yet?
So my initial plan was to work for a year or two in IPM and then pursue a master's or a PhD.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about pushing that to be a little bit sooner for a master's and kind of aiming to get into a program by fall 2024.
Nice.
And maybe start with that, especially since I'm not sure if I want to do mosquito control the rest of my life.
Right.
So,
and going to school again is a great way to find what you like and what you don't.
Oh, yeah. And just,
surrounding yourself with those people,
mm-hmm.
Is really great.
Yeah, definitely with the conference, getting to meet, like, all sorts of different types of entomologists.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times, at least in where I live, a lot of it is focused on, like, if you could even say focused on, but there's a big focus on like pre-med, and like if you're going to be doing stuff with entomology, it's like medical or it's like related to like diseases in humans.
Right.
So it's really eye-opening to like come to a conference like this and see like the diversity of people that are here
and
all the work they're doing.
That's many different jobs they have.
I know. Yeah. There's a lot out there.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So you're just getting started. Okay.
Oh yeah.
No. So you said that you were always interested in entomology, but when did that kind of click for you? Like, when did that really solidify that entomology is, I think, what I want to do, right?
So as far as it feeling like a realistic goal, that definitely wasn't until, I want to say, my junior year of college at ODU, which is when I first started taking my faculty mentor, Dr. Deborah Waller's courses. Mm-hmm. And her, like, coursework, and we'd always go over, like, new types of research in, like, the entomology field. And it was not, like, old stuff. It was stuff from, like, you know, 2018, 2022.
Right.
You know, just, like, stuff in, like, the past 5 years and seeing, like, all this amazing stuff that people are doing that are, like, my age and, like, a little bit older.
Yeah.
And just all the possibilities there.
Yeah.
And after, like, discussing stuff with her, because I had, like, ideas for, like, I wanted to do a study, but I wasn't sure. She really sort of encouraged me and motivated me that, like, yes, this is something you can do. It's not just, like, a pipe dream.
Yeah.
So I think when it really started becoming, like, real for me that it could be a career for me to pursue, it was definitely, like, in the past, like, 3 years, it was definitely when I started working with Dr. Waller. But even before then, I always, like, wanted to do something with bugs. Definitely, I would say, like, a big turning point for me was middle school. I was I had a bit of a spider phase. I was obsessed with all sorts of arachnids, particularly spiders and tarantulas.
Yeah.
And I was very into, like, husbandry and keeping them and stuff. But that was, like, what really, like, set that. I'd always liked them, but that was what really set, like, the passion in me. It's like, oh, I really like this. I wish I could do something with that.
And now you realized you can.
Yeah, no.
In all kinds of ways. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely been a life-changing experience. Just, it's gradual, but it's really been like a metamorphosis, pun intended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long Very process. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's so fun. So yeah, moving on to our next sort of topic. I was wondering, who do you kind of look up to? Who's your kind of inspiration? You mentioned your professor at school, but are there any other inspirational people in your life, either that you don't know or who you just know of, or who have personally helped you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, of course, Dr. Waller has been an inspiration in a way. She's definitely been very, like, integral to me taking these steps as a, like, a budding entomologist. As far as, like, my passion for, like, animals and arthropods, I'd be remiss to not include Steve Irwin.
Of course, yeah.
Very much, regardless of what people think of him now, as, like, a kid, like, seeing, you know, people out there interacting with animals, sort of promoting, like, this respect and also showing that, like, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
To me, that was always, like, very inspiring. And in my personal life with my own arthropods and when being around other people who are maybe not so inclined to insects and arachnids, I try to emulate that and try to be calm and sort of try to give off that vibe.
Yeah.
So he's definitely been an inspiration for, like, one of, like, my motivators for wanting to be an entomologist, just, like, wanting people to understand and connect with these animals more.
Right.
But as far as that, I guess I'm a hobbyist as well, so I keep a lot of invertebrates in my private time, so tarantulas, scorpions, you name it, I've probably at least tried to keep it.
Very cool.
And a lot of, like, hobbyists have been, like, a real inspiration for me, because even though they are not, like, working with insects necessarily on an academic level, they still carry, like, that passion.
Right.
And a lot of times hobbyists will, you know, they, like, will just, like, preserve, like, species. Like, there's a lot of,
and,
like,
contribute, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some value in, like, the potential for hobbyists to be involved in, like, conservation efforts.
Right.
I know, I forgot the scientific name, but there's a particular species of cockroach that was endemic to a particular cave that was destroyed for, like, construction. But a hobbyist brought it to the United States, and now it is thriving in like captive bred colonies.
That's cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that hobbyists do that I think are very admirable, and like a lot of like the like Orrin McMonagall, Kyle Kendillion, like these kinds of people, like they're like big names in like the community, bugs in cyberspace too.
Mm-hmm.
I find them really inspiring because they definitely, you know, I feel like they set like a really good example for the community.
Yeah.
And for like the relationship people can have with bugs and the appreciation people can have for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say those are my big inspirations.
Yeah. And that extinct roach is like really cool to think that it's not cool to think that it's extinct, but it's still out there, but it's just in captivity.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be reintroduced someday, but who knows? That's really cool. So actually that's a great segue into our next question, because what are some other hobbies or activities that you enjoy in your spare time other than, you know, entomology?
Yeah.
Although we do find it sort of creeping its way into everything, but
It's, you know, it's bugs all the way down.
Right.
Your entire life it's just bugs.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tough one. I do really enjoy the husbandry. But I would consider myself a casual gamer. So
nice.
I definitely, another thing that really got me into my love for animals was Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon games since Generation 4, Diamond and Pearl.
Nice.
So those have always been like cozy comfort games to me.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think I've been working on Spiritfarer recently, which is really like soft comfort game. It's kind of sad, where you're sort of ferrying spirits into the afterlife and sort of taking care of them on your big hotel ship. And it's quite a delightful game.
Yeah.
But that's definitely another thing I do with my free time. Although I'm finding there's less of that now.
Yeah.
sort of transitioning into like a full-time salary job.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer is quite demanding, since at least our department, we do have to spray in the evenings for mosquitoes and such when it gets really bad in the summer. So there's like overtime involved in that. So there's not always a lot of free time in the summer for us techs. But yeah, so I guess that's something. That's another hobby I'm interested in. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah. So we talked a bit about this earlier, but what are some big goals and like dreams for the future? Like maybe research you want to do specifically, or education, or trips you want to go on maybe? Like what are your dreams for the future?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it was funny because we were talking about, like, I was telling you off the podcast about the horned pisalis, so like best beetles.
Yes.
And I started like looking at like my work again on like the paper I did, and some of the papers I looked at when I was like putting together my stuff for just an undergrad assignment. I was like, man, I really do want to get to that sometime. Like, I would love to be like the person to go back and like review their like subsocial behaviors and their stridulations, like the different types of stridulations they had. I'd love to go back and do like a review on that, and like go through it and like learn like the inner workings of like how to really like document insect, like, for lack of a better term, like sound communication.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind working with like mosquitoes in a like an ecological stance, more like looking at their life history and like their impact on the environment in like more positive ways, such as like male mosquitoes as pollinators. That'd be definitely something I'd look forward to. And just like Diptera in general are very interesting. Like there's like a diverse, you know, array of fly families, and they all do their own like unique and interesting things. I'd love to like do taxonomy on them, or maybe just study their behavior and their life histories, because for some of these families there's not a lot of work.
There's always work to be done. Yep.
Yeah. No. I've been talking with someone recently about like the family Psychotidae. So those are like moth flies or drain flies, the little moth like fuzzy guys that you'll find like in icky drains and in your shower sometimes. They pop up from time to time. And
right.
Sometimes they can be a problem in, like, sewage treatment plants in there. But they're really, they're mostly Psychodinae, subfamily Psychodinae, are mostly benign. A lot of them, like, dwell in, like, tree holes and have other interesting life histories.
Right.
And I'd love to, like, work on those, because I was talking with someone who's, like, a specialist recently. And he was really explaining to me that it's, like, wide open with this, like, with this particular group of flies.
Yeah.
Like, there's really not a lot of work done on them. So,
right.
I don't know. Possibilities are endless. But I'd love to continue working with, like, Diptera. And I definitely like to sort of work my way up so that I can come back to the next EASA meeting. This has been, like, a really, really great privilege to be here. So
I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Same here, for sure.
Yeah.
So lastly, where can the viewers go to learn more about you and the work you've been doing? Do you happen to have social media or a website or anything so we can follow along? Or maybe the website for the company you work for or something like that?
Okay. Well, you can always look up Portsmouth Public Works at Portsmouth Public Works for the City of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably a .gov site, but
yeah.
I guess what I would really cite as, like, a way to find me is I can happily plug my academic email for Old Dominion University. So that would be sakul002@odu.edu. So sakul002@odu.edu. And then I do have an Instagram, straight buggin. So,
nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, no, I was proud of myself for that one when I came up with that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so that's just, like, my personal Instagram. I don't have, like, a variety of different accounts or anything.
No, that's good.
So,
yeah, they can go and follow you along there.
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being on the show. This was really fun. It was really great to meet you.
It was great to meet you,
yeah,
too.
Thank you so much for this.
Yeah.